You're listening to Just a Girl podcast.
Okay, Casey. Just say you don't want to do it.
You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, a podcast where we discuss anything and everything music industry and intersectional feminism related.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Katie.
And this is episode 54.
So what are we talking about today?
Today, Katie, we are going to be doing another Q&A.
Thank you everyone who responded to our question sticker. Some questions were better than others, so we're not going to answer all of them.
But appreciate anyone for submitting, and please do continue to when we ask so that we feel validated in some way.
And the only ones that were rubbish were ones that weren't actually questions, so don't was.
Yeah. Okay, let's just get straight in there.
What?
We've got loads.
I know.
Okay, we'll start with biggest gripe about podcasting. Cry laughing emoji.
Oh, sorry, don't listen to the episode before. My biggest gripe about podcasting is there are two, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's intentional, but I think one of them is when people ask us how we do it. And I do understand that it's just nice to like talk about it sometimes to somebody and always happy to support. But it's when they've done like no prior research and then expect us to give them like,
yeah,
here are the microphones, here's what app you use, here's what to do, blah, blah, blah. And like, obviously we had a bit of an advantage because you had done it before, but we both also just Googled stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know I just sound like a dick, but I'm like, have a bit of research. Don't just expect us to give you it on a plate.
Agree fully. And that's happened in so many instances where people have been like, help me. And I'm like, help yourself.
Yeah. Help yourself first. And then I can advise you. But I don't want to be responsible for your podcast setup. I don't know.
There was one time where, blur out his name, essentially just wanted me to set up his podcast for him. Do my logo, come up with the name, let's go take pics, like
what?
Record it, blah, blah. I want you as a guest. No, you don't want me as a guest. You want me to basically be a marketer.
Do it for free.
Yeah, fuck that.
My other gripe is guests, generally. We've had so many amazing guests. I think Sophie in particular, Lizzie, Christina, like so many highlights, Leonie, Clean Cut Kid. But then there are some guests where it's just like a little bit awkward or they don't. And I think we've deleted like the episodes with guests that we didn't like. So it's fine. But just like help us out a bit. Don't be awkward when answering questions. Don't avoid talking about topics you previously said you were comfortable with.
Yeah.
So there's that side of it. And also people asking to come on the podcast who have nothing valuable to add.
Oh, like, they just get that all want a platform. Fucking time. All
and
fucking
like,
time.
We're not, it's not even a big podcast. Like, what do you, what are you trying to achieve?
Honestly, people just, I think people just want to talk. I think
yeah,
that's it.
Well,
all they want
to
do is
yourself.
Talk. Yeah, exactly. I agree fully with you. I think also, like, it's for us, because it's not a full-time job, the biggest gripe I have is just that we can't prioritize it, basically, because we just have so much other stuff going on. And it's sad because I think we reached a peak with the pod where we were doing it really regularly. It was really fun. It was growing. And then like shit just got in the way.
Yeah.
And we were never really, and nor have either of us really been like, oh my God, like we need to get our shit into gear, because like I think we both feel similarly, but we've never been able to like, I guess, recoup what we lost from life getting in the way.
We used to live much closer to each other.
Yeah.
Which I think helped.
Yeah.
I used to live probably like a 4-5 minute walk. It was the length of the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance was the walk.
That's so funny.
And now it's like half an hour, 40 minutes, which is still fine.
Yeah.
But I think that...
Through Scary Woods as well.
Through Scary Woods, which I think is a factor. And also just, like, yeah, life getting in the way.
I think it's, like, truly life more than anything else. Like, my job's stressful, your job's stressful. I have two other jobs. You live far away. I guess you live far away just because we always do at mine anyway.
Yeah.
And then also trying to find the time to have a social life and then also, like, edit the pod or, like, make notes for the pod or whatever it is. It's just, like, not viable.
But it is fun.
Yeah, so fun.
Also, I think if we had got a bit more of a like momentum with the things we were trying to achieve, there were like a lot of false promises. And I think that would have been enough sort of inspiration or reason to keep up the momentum if there had been more support, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. And it was also the fact that, like, a lot of... there was a lot of responsibility on us.
Yes.
As two people who have no authority, really, whatsoever, to try and change things. And, like, that was a big mental hurdle.
But now we are just... I mean, this is kind of going on to Muna's question of what's the plan for JAG in 2024, which is basically... keep doing it. Well, for me anyway, is like keep doing it when we want to, but not put so much pressure on ourselves to like change the world or change the scene, and not take any shit from people basically who want to come on just because they want to talk. But I still want to have fun with it and I still want to do it, but I want it to be kind of more about our friendship and our opinions rather than trying to please everybody.
Definitely. And I think that was always like part of our plan when we said we'd come back last year. But just didn't get a chance. Let's go on to a more fun question.
Okay.
Which Olympic sport with your current skill set and physique do you think you could compete at?
I really struggled with this.
Did you?
Because I was thinking if I was allowed to train... and then there's loads I would do. Mm. Like, with my current skill set and physique, curling.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, current, yeah.
Like, as in, like, I could just go into it and do it. I don't think I'd be Olympic level, obviously, and I don't want to demean any training that goes into it, but it is just throwing a kettle on some ice.
I was thinking synchronized swimming for you.
Fuck off! That's hard!
No, it's because you're good at dancing and you're good at swimming.
Yeah, but I don't have the breath control. They look amazing, women.
Yeah, it's obviously hard. But I think that's the one that you would be best at.
Oh, that's such a compliment. If I was allowed to train, though, I would do kickboxing.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. That's
what
cool.
What about you?
If I was allowed to train, I would do bouldering.
Oh, yeah, nice.
But otherwise, fast walking.
Are they both Olympic sports?
Yeah.
Oh, I could do fast walking.
Yeah, you could actually. That's I think sick. I would win, though, personally.
Yeah, you would win. Yeah.
I think I, right now, could be Olympic levels.
Yeah, they're good. I didn't know they're Olympic options.
Well, there you go.
Best festival of 2023.
I think I would maybe say Slam Dunk.
Oh yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah, probably Slam Dunk, just because Kids in Glass Houses twice in one weekend.
That's it.
That's actually
nothing else
it.
Needed to add there.
No,
you also looked really good at Slam Dunk.
Oh, thank you. What about you, Katie?
I've said Reading. Because of the variety of acts that we saw.
Mm.
And it was really nice to meet Steph, and the food was surprisingly
good. Was so good.
And our little Airbnb was really cute.
Oh, yeah.
Outbreak was fun, but only because I was with you. I actually think the festival was shit.
I regret going.
I don't, because we've got memories. Yeah. But it was shit.
Yeah. I think I enjoyed three artists, maybe.
I enjoyed Loathe and Bane, but like would rather be in bed than
Turnover
watch Bane.
That you liked.
Oh yeah, love Turnover. Yeah. But that was it.
Yeah, poor us.
Yeah.
Fun though. Got good goss.
Did get some good goss. Also spread some goss.
Are concert prices too expensive now? E.g. Doja Cat £200. Yes. Is what I think. In the sense that it is too expensive. I paid £32.80 to see Knocked Loose, not even in an academy. I think I paid almost £30 to see Citizen, not in an academy, when like 5 years ago I would have paid £15.
Mm.
But everything is expensive nowadays.
Yeah, I think in an ideal world, the way that artists would make money would be a bit more evenly spread, but we just don't have that anymore. So yes, but it's understandable.
I do, however, also think that there needs to be like a bit of awareness from an artist on how much to sell a ticket for, in the sense that like, I feel like there needs to be some kind of system in place of like venue size against like size of artist against then how much they would sell a ticket for. Like in one of the previous episodes we just did, Beyonce bought a ticket for £120, Doja Cat almost £200, when Beyonce is way more famous than Doja Cat, you know?
Yeah, I think I don't know enough about how the music industry works and how people make money to be like, what is actually fair? But I think if you have a job, you do it to make money and people need to be paid fairly. So if the reason they're high is so that people can get paid a livable wage, then fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
Don't go if you can't afford it. Sozzy. Okay, next question. Do bands need to have chemistry on stage? if the music is good nonetheless.
Yes.
Expand.
I went to see Men I Trust last year. This year. Well, it would have been last year when this comes out.
Yeah.
And they were very technically good, but they had no chemistry with the crowd and no chemistry with each other on stage. So it was essentially just watching five people stand and play their instruments. And like, the songs are good, don't get me wrong, but it's just, in my opinion, not enough. Like, in that instance, I should have just listened to them on CD. I would be in my own bed. I would go to bed at the same time. I wouldn't be around the people, you know? Mm. Whereas having chemistry with the crowd or with each other is just a more entertaining watch, because it's not a listen. You don't go to a gig to listen. You go to see things. And so, yeah, without that chemistry, it's just a really, like, flat performance. And what's the point?
Yeah, that's an interesting point about having chemistry with the crowd as well. Like, when we watched Muna, you can tell they're just all mates.
Yeah.
And that's so nice. And you're right, I think there's an energy, isn't there, that you get from a gig or, like, watching a band live that is the reason that you go, rather than just plug your headphones
in.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I find it really awkward when you can tell that people are just a band and they don't get on.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's like a job to them. Yeah, and I know it is a job, I'm not disputing that, but I don't know, there's just something, I've got a lot of expectations about all band members being besties.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I don't think they are. And like when Hayley Williams and Taylor York have a little moment, everyone loves it.
Exactly. People invest in the people in the band.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
That's just the case.
And lack of chemistry with the crowd is fucking embarrassing. Oh, I hate that.
I know, right?
It makes me dislike the band.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, I don't even mind sometimes when they just don't say much. I don't really mind that. I'm like, because it makes it go quicker.
Mm.
Like, Clean Cut Kid aren't like huge talkers in between songs.
Yeah.
But you can tell that they like love the energy in the room and like the crowd, and they're really grateful that they're there. Not that bands have to be grateful, but like a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
100%.
I do think it's important, regardless of the band.
Agreed. Which band, thank you so much for the question, but also hate the answer to that. I hate what it's made me think of. What band do you want to do a reunion show next year?
I don't care.
I so don't give a flying fuck about reunions anymore.
No.
Again, just want to clarify, this is no disrespect to the question.
No.
This is disrespect to bands doing reunions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I actually, like, I don't give a shit.
Couldn't give a
Because the obvious answer
fuck.
Is, like, Title Fight.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
I've still got their music.
Yeah.
I can still listen to their music.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I wouldn't go if they did a reunion tour.
Yeah.
I would not go, and I will probably never go to a reunion tour.
Yeah.
Maybe Girls Aloud next year, actually. I'm quite
tempted.
I think
it's sold out, otherwise I would have
gone
with
you. Well, then I'm not going. But I love this question because it made me realise that I don't care.
Yeah.
And every time there's hype around a reunion, I'm like, oh my God, get a fucking life.
Get a fucking life. For past 5 years, here's who's got back together. Girls Aloud.
Love.
S Club 7.
Hate.
Funeral for a Friend.
Don't give a shit.
My Chemical Romance.
Care a little bit, but not
Kids
that
in
much.
Glass Houses.
Love.
The Blackout.
Hate. Sorry. I know you love.
Who else? Any band for When We Were Young Festival. And Mallory Knox.
Couldn't give two shits.
And initially, it was good for bands to get back together.
Did Fall Out Boy get back together?
They had a hiatus and got back together, but over a decade ago now. And because everyone's doing it, because, you know, they obviously see the money and they go get it, fair enough. But now, in my opinion, reunions have lost the novelty. Like, so many people are doing it that no one cares about reunions anymore.
Literally couldn't care less. When I see the word reunion, I'm, like, zoned out.
Yeah.
Don't care.
And the issue that I also have with reunions is that it hinders new and exciting bands' opportunities
exactly.
to actually make it up.
Exactly. Just do something else.
Do fucking something else. Like, I'm sure you've got other talents that you could monetize.
Or, like, start a new band.
Yeah.
I would even be more excited if it was like, oh, the drummer of X band is now in this new project.
Yeah.
Like the drummer from Bullet For My Valentine. Genuinely prefer his new band. But it's new. It's like years old now, but you know what I mean. But like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page about that.
Yeah. Oh my God, 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think are some of the most pivotal moments in music in the past 6 months?
Oh, this one was so hard.
I've only got one answer for it, and I don't even think it's pivotal, but it was cool.
I've got answers, but I'm saying a year just because.
Okay, yeah. I really liked the question and I wanted us to answer it.
Yeah, this is such a good question. I've got six. And ooh, some of them are like kind of funny in the sense that I don't think they're that pivotal, but I just thought of them and think they're quite funny.
Okay, I want you to say three.
Okay, let me get rid of this one.
And then I'll say mine and then say your other ones.
Okay. My first one is Knocked Loose playing Coachella this year. And it kicking the fuck off.
Yeah, that's such a good one.
I just think that was a sign of hardcore having made it somewhat into the mainstream and like a slow, maybe catalyst moment for it being accepted widely.
I think people have picked up on Turnstile being the, in quotation marks, cool band, being a cool band, and they want a piece of the pie.
Defo.
Which is going to turn Turnstile into the next Coldplay. Yeah. And it's going to really upset me.
Yeah, I agree.
This is why we gatekeep. Okay, what's your next one?
Blue Ivy performing with Beyonce.
Oh, love.
Because obviously initially everyone was like, oh, Nepo Baby doing Nepo Baby things.
But I mean, of course she's going to be a Nepo Baby.
But what I liked is that in the documentary, or the Renaissance tour documentary, you see that Blue Ivy basically, like, it was only going to be for one show, but she got so much critique that Blue Ivy, being like 11 years old and being a Capricorn, was like, I want to prove the haters wrong. And so worked really hard to then actually become a really viable, or like at least prove herself as a future viable, like, dancer in
she improved so much. It was nuts.
And it not much commentary really on Nepo Babies, but I guess like some Nepo Babies just do have talent, like regardless of whether they're or not they're Nepo Babies, like they are just good. And I feel like in this instance, like she has proven that.
And if I was Beyonce and had a child, I'm within my right to be like, you can perform at my
show. Yeah, exactly.
I've got two, so I might say one now.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
So my first one is, I actually think the Eras tour for Taylor Swift is like so pivotal.
Interesting.
Because it might have happened before, but like basically performing, like it's like a journey of all of her albums. And the way that TikTok has responded to her Eras tour is so impressive. Like, there are chants that you have to do that have been, like, added to certain bits of songs that you only know if you've seen them on TikTok. Mm. And there's just, it's like its own little country almost. Like, it's really, really, not culty. I wouldn't go that far, but kind of.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily pivotal, but it's very impressive and very groundbreaking, I would say.
I actually think that is very similar to the Renaissance tour from Beyonce as well.
Yeah, good
because
point.
Because there's, I can't remember what song it is, but where they have fans and you like hit the fan to the
beat. It's really similar to that. I'm not on the Beyonce side of TikTok, but when I've seen them. And there's another one, is it in a Beyonce song where you have to stay silent?
Yeah.
So maybe it's not and I've just got TikTok and seen it because I listen to Taylor Swift.
But we wouldn't know these things without TikTok though. So yeah. I think that's a really good point.
TikTok's impact on live music.
And actually, while we're talking about TikTok, I've got two. Oh no, it's one, but it's two. Is they're in the charts right now. So Greedy by Tate McRae and then Strangers by Kenya Grace are TikTok songs.
Mm.
But they are massive. They are just fucking massive songs, like some of the biggest TikTok songs. But also specifically in Kenya Grace's instance, she's now like able to sell out loads of shows and is actually good live, which is so rare for a TikTok artist to actually be good live. In our experience, Games We Play, for example, who are fucking shite.
Michelle.
But Michelle. But it just goes to show again, like, how viable TikTok actually is now for platforming artists and like pushing them into the mainstream. And I know people are really snobby about it, but it's just because you don't know how to fucking write a TikTok song and market yourself. Like, you would fucking do, like, if someone said to you as an artist, tomorrow you can make loads of money from promoting your song on TikTok, and then you would also be able to sell out shows, and like if you're good you can have a viable career just from that catalyst moment, you would obviously say yes, because it's every musician's dream. No,
I think some people are a little bit snobby about their actual fan base as well, like they don't want to be a TikTok artist.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, the world is going that way whether you like
exactly.
it or not.
You're just
like
fucking old.
It's becoming a shop, it's becoming a search engine, it's becoming a marketing platform. Like, fucking just get on board with it.
Thought the same about Google once upon a time.
It's like, you can't stop it now just because you're a 40-year-old man in a basement that's a bit angry because TikTok's successful.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Get the fuck over. My next one is Jungkook and the Usher collab.
Ooh, love.
Because I feel like that was a real statement of how K-pop is no longer K-pop and is just pop.
Yeah.
I.e. it's now finally not othered so much. That's what
we predicted that would happen.
Did we?
A while ago. In one of our first episodes.
No way.
We predicted it would be less othered.
Oh, good for K-pop. Or should I say pop?
K-pop is still better though.
Yeah, agree. Big time. Hard agree. Do you want to say your last one?
Yeah, so my last one is the Spirit Box and Megan Thee Stallion collab.
Oh, good shout.
That's it. I don't really have that much to say about it. I think it's just, again, kind of similar, just bringing heavier music into the mainstream a bit more, making it a bit more accessible, but also like two women in two genres that are typically owned by men or dominated by men. So having them collab, it's a fucking good song.
It's not a gimmick.
It is just a genuinely good song 100%. As well. And I've sent it to loads of people, loads of like people who are predominantly into metal music who have said this is genuinely really good.
Yeah.
So,
and even those who aren't into metal but like rap have said it's really good. Like my brother, although my brother has delved into metal, but my brother loved it and he was like, give me more Spirit Box songs to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. In similar vein to the Blue Ivy one, Northwest debuting her first song at Kanye's show.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Yeah. It's, in my opinion, not really for me, but again, it's just like commentary on Nepo babies, really.
So I'm so not like following Kardashians at all.
Oh.
And I didn't know that like the kids are still in contact with Kanye.
Yeah.
All of that, which is obviously great. We shouldn't assume that dads are going to leave. But I need to look into this. Is she any good?
Probably not. Not my thing. Okay. Not my thing. And then my last one, again, I don't know how monumental this actually is, but Charlie XCX and Rina Sawayama not being friends anymore over the 1975 drama.
Team Rina.
And also, I think it just goes to show that, like, slowly people are putting morals over profit. People over profit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is also because that's what a lot of people want. So it might also eventually actually lead to profit anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? Good.
Fine,
good for Rina, yeah.
Good for Rina.
Okay, next question. Best city you visited in 2023?
Probably Barcelona.
Oh, that's fun. Did you go to Porto as well?
No.
Oh, fair.
Where's Porto?
Portugal.
No, we went to, I don't really know where we went in Porto.
Oh.
I think we went to Faro.
Oh, yeah.
As the, like, nearest city. In the UK, I think I've only really been to Manchester, Cardiff. Nah, Barcelona's the best one. What about yours?
Probably Seoul.
I was going to guess Seoul.
Yeah, Seoul. Seoul was amazing. Busan was also stunning, but Seoul.
Seoul sister.
Hey, Seoul sisters.
What's the best thing about Seoul?
I like the busyness of a city, which is why I prefer it to Busan.
So I'd prefer Busan.
Probably, yeah. But what I like, I also find it really easy to navigate, and I like the variety in Seoul, whereas Busan was like not samey at all, but had less variety than Seoul. But also I just love the culture. I love the culture of the food. I love their coffee culture, like independence everywhere.
Mm.
And also just fucking good coffee. I like the shopping. The people are really nice. Obviously, like, there's fucked things about Korea, absolutely. But yeah, I loved it. Loved it so much. Yeah.
So glad. Okay. I'm going to ask it, and then if we don't want to answer it, we won't.
Okay.
Hey, girls. Long time listener, first time caller. If you could have any album recorded by another artist, who would it be and why? For example, Neck Deep recording a Bring Me the Horizon album.
Interesting question. I like that question. I think I would go for like two completely different genres trying each other out. So I would maybe say like, I think I would go for, I probably would go for a Bring Me album, maybe post-human survival horror. But then I would maybe try and get like, do you know Yusuf Days?
No.
Like this jazz musician, basically. That's like really reducing his genre down.
Yeah.
Probably someone like Yusuf Days to try and do a Bring Me the Horizon album, I think would be like so interesting.
And that's the way around you would do it.
Yeah. Because I think Yusuf would do Bring Me better than Bring Me would do Yusuf.
Yeah.
Also because I'm so saturated by metal or hard rock often that I would rather hear metal in a different form, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That's a intelligent answer, yeah. I would say.
Thank you. Interesting. Do you have an answer?
I hate it when people cover Paramore songs. I fucking hate it. And the only person who's managed to make me like the song more when they covered it, or like for the This Is Why re-album, was Remy Wolf.
Yeah.
I'm now obsessed with Remy Wolf because of their cover of You First. And so I would want Remy Wolf to do the whole of This Is Why.
I think that would be so banging as
I know it's a boring answer, but if I'm being like 100% truthful, I would just love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think...
The song was so good.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah, go on, Remy.
Remy was the most, like, had the most interesting take, I thought.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't as out there as some of the other ones, but I was like, you have to match this.
Yeah, defo. And that's what covers, I think, should be. It should be, like, your own style of something else.
Yeah, agree.
Okay, what do you think of Paris's Evergreen album?
Love.
This,
I've not got this list of questions.
I'm sorry, I must not have sent this one to you.
No, it's fine, but I mean, I have an answer. I absolutely love it.
One of my albums of the year.
Yeah, it's in my albums of the year list, but I don't know whether it's going to make it.
Oh, really?
I just don't think I've listened to it enough. I've listened probably about 3 times, like in full, you listen. And then I listened to like 3 tracks
regularly.
But
I have it on repeat often. I think it's just so good, so banging.
See, I don't think I could justify it being in my album of the year list.
Fair enough, yeah.
But I do love it.
I understand.
I think my favourite is probably I think my favourite is probably Animal.
Can you sing out for me?
No.
Okay. Breakout artist / band predictions for 2024.
I don't think I will actually say any breakout artists. Because does that mean, like, people who are small now and will get big next year, basically?
Essentially.
I think the people who I'm going to mention are already too big to be classed as a breakout artist.
Okay, let's say.
But I think Ray.
Yeah, I don't think... I think breakout this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think more people will know who she is next year. And this is her, like, catalyst year. And then next year she's going to be, like, everywhere.
I see, okay.
But you're right, this is her breakout year this year. I think Squid the Kid will get big.
Yeah, love that. Love.
And I think Sunflower Thieves will get big.
Never heard.
Who are TikTok band.
Oh, okay. Love.
What about you?
Teenage Wrist.
See, I think they're this year, but that's only because we both listen to them.
The reason I haven't said this year is because next year is when they'll play 2000 Trees and Outbreak Festival.
Yeah, fine.
Like, this is just UK tour.
Yeah,
albums
fine.
About UK tour. And they played fucking tiny shows. They played the Louisiana. So I don't think they've broken out yet, in my opinion. I saw a band this month called Military Gun. Do you know them?
No.
Hate the name. Ledwood. Oh, they were so banging, though. Their album that came out this year is one of my faves.
Ooh, I need to listen. What flavour?
Kind of like skate punk vibes.
Either amazing or hate.
I think they'll like it. I think they'll like it. A band called Wilt. I don't know if you've heard of them. Kind of like indie rock.
Holding Absent Song?
No. But I think they're banging.
Ooh, these are good recs.
And then in similar veins, so these are all kind of like more indie rock bands, but I don't think have made it big enough yet.
Okay.
But I have loved their releases this year and will hopefully catapult them next year. Pale Hound released an amazing album called Eye on the Bat.
Ooh.
A band called Slowpulp.
I know Slowpulp.
Yeah. And then Pool Kids.
You've sent me Pool Kids before. Yeah. Okay, I know 2 of your breakout bands.
I think they are all banging and everyone should listen to them.
Ooh, that's such a good list.
Thank you. Okay, what bands give you the ick? Let's say one band each.
It's going to be unpopular. Blink-182.
Whoa. I can see that, though. No, I can absolutely see that.
Mm.
I was going to go for an obvious one. While She Sleeps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Enough said.
Enough said.
It's so weird, though, because we genuinely love their music.
Yeah.
Like, pre whatever the last album was called. Didn't even listen.
No.
Sleep Society.
No, there's one after that. Yeah.
But
Guilty or something? Or was that just the song name?
On No, that was on one of the Guilty Party.
What's the one that was like a pop song? Sounds like NSYNC.
Oh, I actually don't mind that song. Am I beating heart, something like that. Wait, let me get it. And my heart bleeds for you. Don't know why I'm making them American.
No, but the start's like...
Oh, that's it. Let's party down to the party zone. Let's get it on in the party zone. What I actually said.
I don't know.
Praise the love inside of us.
Oh. Praise the love inside of us. I thought it was like, get it on in the party zone. With your 50 quid incense holders, do-do-do, Greg broke his neck. Oh, God.
Right, next question. Thoughts on Ariana Grande scandal? Are celebs telling us who they are in their lyrics?
I tried to Google this.
Oh, the Ariana Grande
scandal. What's going on?
That she's just a massive man stealer. Every guy that she's been with, like the past five guys that she's been with, she's stolen off another woman.
And that's definitely true. It's not... Okay.
And so the most recent guy that she's with, the guy that she met on Broadway or something... He was married. He cheated on his wife, who had like a newborn or something, or a child, with Ariana Grande. And now they've divorced and he's with Ariana Grande. And it's like, everyone's like, well, yeah, exactly. Mm. Who's she going to move on to next? Like, this is not going to last, given her repeated history.
What's her motive? I've run out of Ariana Grande songs.
But anyway.
Laugh.
I think that they think they're telling us who they are, but I think there's a lack of self-awareness, especially with Ariana Grande and who she actually is. Because I fully believe that she's experienced the heartbreak that she really tells, but that but she is either like hiding her shadiness or is just unaware that she is being shady.
I know that she's got a lot of, like, pain, particularly after the Manchester show.
Yeah. And then after, obviously, like, Mac Miller's death as well.
Yeah. We've said this so many times. We shouldn't put celebs on pedestals anyway.
No.
Of course they're going to have done things wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Who is sexy?
Brendan Yates from Turnstile. Let's do celebs we fancy.
Miley Cyrus.
Do you fancy Miley Cyrus?
I think she's the sexiest celeb.
I think Dua Lipa's the sexiest celeb to me. Miley Stunt, 100%, just not my type.
Dua's dancing is sexier.
Oh, so sexy.
Miley is more what I would want to look like. Dua is who I would want to be with. Okay, yeah, so Dua's sexier.
Okay, fair enough.
But I would rather be Miley, but be with Dua.
Okay, what about man? Sexy men in your life?
Right, who do I fancy? I fancy weird celebs because I've got that thing where I can't fancy someone unless I think they're a nice person.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Let's praise the love.
I don't think I've actually got any. If there's no one coming to mind, no, I need to think of one.
Okay, here are mine.
Okay.
Brendan Yates, Turnstile. Daniel Ricciardo, F1. Andy Samberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They're perhaps my top three celeb crushes.
I've got Seth Rogen in my head. Now, I don't fancy Seth
Rogen. He seems like a nice
person. But in Superbad, I have a crush on him.
Okay.
He looks good in Superbad. Mm. I just like anyone who's like a bit rugged.
Mm.
Like beard.
Yeah.
Ruggedy. Looks like they'd be nice.
Mm. Mm.
Guy Malev. I don't know his name.
Yeah,
the lead singer of Malev.
You do really fancy him. Yeah. You know who I think you'd fancy? The guy from Klubokan.
Oh, I've not actually seen what any of them look like,
oh,
but I love...
Wow. Yeah. Okay, even I'm Google. A bit like, kind of sexy. Right, let's just do some quick ones. I want an answer from you straight away. Okay,
I'm with us, guys.
What's the best thing you've learned in therapy?
What would you do if you were 10 times braver?
Yeah, love that one.
Will it matter in 5 minutes?
Interesting.
This one's not therapy, but it's TikTok, which is the same thing. If somebody finds you annoying or doesn't like you, it's because you're triggering something in them rather than like an objective thing about yourself.
Yeah.
And I know that's really obvious. Yeah. And sometimes people are just bellends, but it's good.
Yeah.
You?
That my veganism was an eating disorder.
Mm.
That I have a mother complex.
Mm, same.
They're the top two that I can think of off the top of my head. I chose those two because they're just very revealing about myself rather than like a tip that I can take away. Like, it's taught me a lot about myself, basically.
I'm there for tips. I can't cope.
What's your favourite song? Go.
Good Lord by Clean Cut Kid.
Oh my god, whoa.
What's yours?
Sugar We're Going Down, Fall Out Boy.
Nice.
I don't actually think that's my favourite, that's what came to mind. What are your biggest red flags in people?
I hate when people are late. And yeah, I don't know, it's not the biggest red flag, but it shows that they don't respect my time and also can't plan anything.
Yeah, agree.
And lack of decision-making skills.
Love that one.
Hate.
I would go lack of emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this. Thoughts on Bring Me the Horizon parting with Jordan Fish and their future?
I have absolutely no thoughts on this.
Okay.
As you know, I'm not hugely into Bring Me, particularly not like anything that surrounds them. But I did watch your TikTok, so if you want to elaborate.
Basically, my TikTok said that Jordan Fish changed Bring Me the Horizon's career for the better, regardless of whether you liked the new genres or not.
Aww.
Anyway, that's all the questions that we've got. If you've got any ideas for episodes, please let us know.
Anything you want us to discuss in detail with no filter this time.
And if you've got any goss, predictions for 2024, music predictions for 2024.
Wargasm will get cancelled.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
That's it. Cool. Yours?
No, I can't think of any.
Okay,
but
just
I like
mine
yours.
Then.
Yeah.
okay, message us with the goss, bye.
Okay, bye.